call the Planning Committee Authority Committee meeting to order. We have an apology from Alderman Emerton, and everyone else is in the room. All persons in attendance are advised that it's Council's policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Item 2.0, do I have any declarations of interest? No. Moving on, item 3.1, the delegated approvals under delegation from the 26th of March to the 28th of May. Do I have a mover, please?
I move.
Alderman Matthews, Alderman Perry. Alderman Matthews. Alderman Perry?
No, nothing, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Alderman Matthews to close.
To close.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.0, development reports. 4.1 PA 2018.0058, permitted use, business and professional services. Do I have a mover for the recommendation on page 19? No?
I'll say move.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin? Alderman Matthews? Alderman Goodwin.
This is in relation to the... on page 17.
Yes, the dental.
Yeah. I don't say that, Madam Mayor, that I'm in favour of it. I realise where we're at this point in time in relation to it, and I do take into consideration, I'm sure everyone has some of the representations. One representation in particular was the next door neighbour in relation to variations, the setback and so on. And just a question probably through you to Mr. May. In relation to altering the building, so the car parking, instead of being at the back, is at the front and so on, that's not really in your jurisdiction, is it? Would you, Mr. Warren? That sort of thing would need to be negotiated prior to it getting here?
That's correct. There is an ability to have some pre-decision mediation under the Act, but it's hardly ever utilised. In most cases, we do a lot of pre-application meetings with developers to sort out these sort of issues which might pop up. In most cases, we can't influence much design, really. It's we see some very interesting designs which we have no control over, but if they comply with the planning scheme, in some respects, we've... bound to actually recommend. So,
with this particular one, if the recommendation is to approve it, if just in the hypothetical it didn't get through at this meeting, it would then would we then in a difficult position from the point of view of trying to defend it if it got to a tribunal? Probably through you or to the general manager or to you, whichever one.
Through you, Madam Chair, obviously the application has been assessed under the planning scheme. It meets the requirements. Our professional staff have recommended an approval. So obviously if Council was to choose to refuse the application, there would have to be reasons given under the planning scheme and references. And then obviously we would need to defend those reasons for refusal. Equally, if Council approves or the Planning Authority approves the development, then anybody who has agreed or have concerns about it can undertake an appeal through the Resource Management Planning Appeals Tribunal.
But if such a person did that, could they then solve that position of the building from the setback and the car park and the rest of it within the Planning Tribunal, or would you get the same answer there as what we're getting here? Well, this is what we're debating.
Yeah, the you, Madam Mayor. But would tribunal ever have a choice if an appeal is made by any party with a right to appeal? The first thing they'll do is hold a preliminary conference to look at any ways of mediation, but sometimes the mediation requires a substantial change to the building it's going to be re-applied for. Ultimately, the tribunal have a choice to either modify or refuse or approve. The modification, is how much they can do is limited, and then they can only sort of modify what, if there is enough discretion available for them to act as the new de novo, new jurisdiction as acting as their, as a planning authority to make that determination. Sometimes the move is too much and it doesn't, can't be achieved. So a new application will be required.
Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodman. Alderman Matthews.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Look, Alderman Goodman's basically covered it, and Mr. Warren has actually answered the questions I was going to ask. So, look, realistically, the option, there's no really other option than for us to approve it at this point in time, and if the people that have put in the representation wish to appeal, which I believe they will, possibly that'll be the time to make it for any mediation with the developing. So I've really got nothing more to add.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. Look, I suppose if I may ask a question, I know I can't vote on this because I'm not on this actual committee, but if I could ask a question through you to Mr. Warren. Just in layman's terms, can you explain to me, when usually we're dealing with planning, we're looking at setbacks, and they say, you know, that setback can't be any further forward than that setback, yet this is 100% in front of the building next door from where that current building is. If you look at the, you know, obviously, and I'm trying to understand it myself just in layman's terms. So page 6 shows you currently where number 10 is and where number 9 is,
yeah.
And yet the developer's coming straight forward with a building. And so to me, the setback doesn't exist. The ruling doesn't apply when it comes to a commercial property. Is that the difference?
No, the property zone, general residential, the acceptable solutions, which are generally the quantitative measurements, most cases have got that 4.5 metre setback requirement in a general residential zone. But there are some exceptions to that rule. It still has an acceptable compliance solution, which looks at having something between, in the looking at the streetscape in general, have something in between what's, you know, the lesser and the greater. In this case, decision that, or the recommendation made that based on the property to the south, which I think is the senior citizen building.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep, that, yep, so the whole alignment from overcoming supplies to senior citizens to the Kalamata, there's in that streetscape now, there's a lot less a setback than 4.5 metres.
Okay. And the overshadowing rule seems to be covered here. There's no such thing as overshadowing according to the information we've got here, yet I would have thought it was a natural thing that it is overshadowing. So how does that work, again, in layman's terms?
Well, overshadows, but it's got to be proven to be detrimental to the people, the habitable rooms of the house next door, or the open space of the house next door.
Right.
There's no house next door on the southern side.
Okay, so it's because of the northern aspect, not the southern aspect. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
So we do have an ability here to, because of discretionary process of the setbacks, is that right? That we could refuse it because of the setback? And so if we refused it, does that mean that in mediation, council or the proponent, those against it, get to mediate on the development, so come to an agreement that perhaps the building needs to be pushed back closer to the back of the building and organise it that way. So what I'm saying is, we refuse it tonight. Does it go to mediation with the people next door and council, or just council?
The process is...
It'd only go to mediation if there's an appeal made by one of the parties. So if you decide to refuse it tonight against the professional advice, you're on your own, basically.
Okay, thank you. Alderman Perry.
Yeah, thanks, Madam Mayor. Yeah, I've heard all the comments from fellow aldermen, and I take into account concerns from the representations against the proposal, but this is a very similar situation to what we discussed last Monday night. The fact is we are a planning authority. We need to act as a planning authority, and we have no choice but to approve this because it meets the planning scheme. Now, if others deem that not to be satisfactory, then they have the avenue to appeal that, as has already been described by Mr. Warren. And if that were to happen, then that would become someone else's decision to make. But we as a planning authority have little choice but to approve this. And I think that's how we need to look at it, and that's how we need to make our consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Perry. And I guess I just want to add that I agree. We need to remind ourselves that we are sitting here as a planning authority and need to take certainly into consideration the professional advice that we've received. Alderman Goodwin, to close.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. And look, I take on board what you're saying and everything else, but sometimes professional advice, and I'm not being derogatory to anybody, is not always the right advice. That can change from different places. I think I look at the AMP board. The one thing we do have in here is a comparison to the Alamata Hotel, where that's sitting up to the boundary, and it's probably fair to say that if Alamata was being looked at today in the way of a boarding house, it probably wouldn't get a start. It'd be right up to the footpath. Having said that, yeah, we certainly are in a difficult position. I personally don't favour it being right up to the boundary. I'd like to see it set back. And as far as that goes, we're probably, from that point of view, we have no option but to pass it, but would sincerely hope that the objectors appeal it and maybe then get an outcome becomes more suitable. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodman. I'll close the debate. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Aye. Those against? I will ask for a show of hands, please. Those in favour, Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Matthews, Alderman Perry, Alderman Rockliffe. Those against? Alderman Milne. The motion is carried. Thank you. Moving on to item 4.2, which is the Don Road application. Do I have a mover of one of the options, please? It's on page 51 is the recommendation. Do I have a seconder for option B?
I'll second it. Discussion.
Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. This is a difficult one. It's not unlike some of the other things we see in relation to parking and noise from next door and so on. In most cases, we don't really get the option to... But in this case, we certainly have. I can see this going to appeal anyway, either way, whether it was option A or option B. But I haven't got a lot to say about it. It's got merit both sides. You can certainly see that. So we'll just see where it goes from there. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I agree with Alderman Goodwin. I'm a little bit concerned about, we go to page 46. Our calculation needs 44 car parking space to satisfy acceptable solutions based on that method that's there in front of us, the gross site area, blah, blah, on it goes. The TIA, the traffic impact assessment from the applicant, calculates there are 19 spaces required. So we've decided on 44 using our formula. They've arrived at 19, and then it goes further down to say... by using a different method, we would arrive at 34 car parks, which would satisfy the acceptable solutions. So there's a little bit of ambiguity there, and then it goes on to say that the TIA goes on to submit further details based on anecdotal evidence on page 47. I'm not sure whether we should be using anecdotal evidence as part of this decision-making process. So I'm a little bit inclined to support Alderman Goodman's option on supporting option B at this stage, but I'd be interested to hear what other aldermen have to say on it. Thank you.
Any other comments? Alderman Matthews.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Look, I'm going to support option B as well. I think the issues are related to parking, and I think excessive noise, even though it's a permitted use, and the representation is a discretionary use. So I guess, you know, there is a bit of a difference there, but I think, look, it'll go to appeal. It's really, you know, the only option for the proponent, so we'll see what happens. Thank you.
Alderman Charman?
Just a question through you to Mr. Warren, if I may. On page 45, there's a photo of these two properties that we're looking at. Shane, would you mind just telling me, if you blow it up a little bit, opposite there's a huge car park, which is the Mitre 10. And if we've got problems with, I suppose the wording in there is saying they're worried about people turning up for service vehicles and getting parking there for the time and all that type of thing. So are they going to be allowed to use that car park opposite if we didn't give them enough parking spaces? Because that's meant to be for a different business, isn't it?
Yeah,
would that also cause a concern for that business is what I'm trying to get at.
That's a matter for both parties to agree with. It's we have to look at the assessment of the parking on this subject site. As a performance measure, they could probably put in some submission to say that we have an agreement of neighbours to over a certain period of time or different hours of the day, but that's never hasn't been put forward.
Because we know from previous times whenever a decision has been made and then all of a sudden people do funny things, and if they haven't got enough parking, they'll go wherever it's closest. And they'll go and use something that they're probably not meant to use. And I suppose I've also got concerns with that possibly being the case if we don't provide enough parking spaces for the business to do its business, then we're going to have people going and deciding to park in other places that's going to cause concern for another business, perhaps. Thank you. I'm just making a note.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Mill?
I've been up to that business many a times, both driving and on my motorbike, and it's never got any parking up there. So because they park the bikes out in the display area, which is, I don't know if that's the car park or not. But I would be reticent to not approve this because it will bring business to our community and much needed provision for all those people that do ride bikes. So, yeah, I think there must be a way around this. So I'm probably not supporting B.
Thank you. I won't be supporting the motion either. There was noise mentioned earlier, which isn't part of our planning purview. And also, certainly, there's indicated in the application that they won't be parking their display bikes outside anymore once they've rebuilt this building. So I will be voting against the motion. And on saying that, I'll ask Alderman Goodman to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? No.
No.
I will ask for a show of hands. Those in favour of the motion, Alderman Matthews. Option B.
Option B, but I didn't say I moved it, but I didn't. I can vote for
so
it.
So, again, those in favour of option B as discussed, Alderman Matthews, Alderman Perry. Those against, Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Milne, Alderman Rockliffe. The motion is lost. I might then ask for an alternative motion. Would you like to put option
A? We'll move option A.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder? Alderman Milne? Any comment?
I've got nothing to add.
Alderman Milne? Any other comments? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against?
Aye.
Okay. Those in favour, Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Milne, Alderman Rockliffe. Those against, Alderman Matthews, Alderman Perry. That motion is carried. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That being all business, I declare the meeting closed at 5:36. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, members of the gallery.